RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and have a football conversation with our good buddy John Machota of The Athletic here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. Warming up for some G-Bag of the Day at 5:30, LA Live 5:40, commercial free, all throughout the 5 o'clock hour here, starting in about 15 minutes. But right now we head to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in our buddy John Machota. How we doing, John?
Doing great, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, dude. Thanks for the time. Crazy time here, obviously, in Cowboys land. I couldn't believe the, we had some Logan Wilson confusion here. I mean, what is Brian Schottenheimer talking about? Stephen Jones referenced it with KNC earlier today. I mean, what is that perfectly epitomizes this defensive staff?
Yeah, that's a bad look. After we left the press conference, we were back in the writer's workroom at the Star. We were making some jokes about that. Like I was saying, can you imagine them getting to the third quarter and being like, oh my, why haven't we played George Pickens yet? Oh, that's right. Somebody get Pickens in the game. Like, how does that even happen? You know, like it blows my mind. So, but it is just another one of those things where you do at the end of the year, a look back on what went wrong for the Cowboys. And when you talk about the defense, that's just another thing that you'll mention is just stuff like that where I don't know that I necessarily even believe it. It seems like if you're a defensive coordinator, you took him off the sideline to put him up in the coaching booth, you would think that you wouldn't even have oversights like that, that would be something that would be, you know, there's no distractions of the sideline, you're up in that booth and everything. So I don't know that I buy that excuse, but it doesn't sound like a great one either.
Hey, Johnny, okay, you made caused a lot of waves, put it this way, with your podcast and stuff. By the way, I love your podcast and work. I think it's outstanding. I need to get you on Crown Global Media for sure. The thing I wanted to ask you about that, you went in kind of a rant about the off season. And is this just one of those things that you're like, are you just projecting this, or is this something that someone kind of told you was potentially going to happen?
A little bit of projecting, but also a lot of just being around Jerry, listening to Jerry on your guys' station. There's just some certain things about this off season that I'm in a very, I'll believe it when I see it, because I'm not hearing enough from him to make me think that there's this big, massive change. And like, for example, like you could easily throw back in my face, well, you never would have expected them to trade for Quinnen Williams. Nah, but I also wouldn't have expected them to trade Micah Parsons. I've always felt like the Quinnen Williams was kind of an answer to the Micah Parsons thing. And so if they don't do the Quinnen Williams trade and they're sitting there and it's clear they need another, like a guy you can build the defense around, I'd feel a little bit differently, but I don't get the sense that that's the way they feel. They feel that Quinnen Williams is that guy to make up for the loss of Micah Parsons. Obviously not apples to apples, but that's the guy they're now going to build around. And to be honest with you, you can hear it in Jerry's voice when he talks about his disappointment in the defense because of the fact that since the trade for Quinnen, he saw those three games of where, okay, the defense is turning a corner. And now what you've seen ever since those three games is, okay, this defense looks like it was at the beginning of the year. And that's the part that I think really bothers Jerry, because he's like, no. We added Quinnen Williams to then give you one of these type of game-changing type players in the middle of the defense. And now we're still playing the same type of defense that we were before. And I think that bothers him a lot about it. And so because of that, I think that they will find ways to keep Pickens and bring back Javonte. And if not Javonte, get another running back, that type of thing. I just don't believe in that they're going to get another Quinnen Williams type player to add to that defense. I think that they will look at the draft. And then I think that they will make some calculated decisions to fix some holes at linebacker and in the secondary. But ultimately, I think that the thing that will be sold to all of us after at this point will be whoever the new DC is. And it'll be, oh, but this DC is going to do these things, and that's what it's going to make this defense better, especially if they swing big and get a notable defensive coordinator. That will be the thing that Jerry will sell to us, you know, going into training camp.
John, what if 82-year-old Jerry Jones says, the hell with all you, I'm trading these 2 ones, I'm going to go get Max Crosby, and I don't care about young players right now?
I personally would have no problem with it, and I would probably love it more than even if they drafted. The only reason I say that is because I've been down here now for 15 years, and it seems like a long time for me, and I'm only at the halfway point of the 30-year drought.
Yeah.
And so if that's the move, I think that's a lot. I don't think they'll do that, but if they were, I'd be one of the last people to be critical of it, just like I was not critical at all of Quinnen Williams when there were people that were saying,
sure,
yeah, a one and that's just too much for a guy that, you know, he's in his late 20s already. Now, they have behind-the-scenes info on Quinnen with the white cotton stuff and things like that, so I was fine with that. And just what Max Crosby could bring, and really from, you know, my background in being in Detroit, I just, what I see from Max Crosby right now reminds me a lot of Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson and really Matthew Stafford, where you're like, yeah, if you got that guy on a winning team, the type of plays he could make
sure
for a big-time organization,
yep,
and we didn't get to see it with Barry, and we didn't get to see it with Calvin, but we're certainly seeing it right now with Matthew Stafford. We saw it immediately when he went to the Rams, and so if it's not the Cowboys, I would like to see Max Crosby get on a team that's a quality team, because you hate to be wasting a guy like that. So, yeah, I know Jerry's got a good relationship with Mark Davis, so I would never say never on something like that.
See, I just say that in a way because Jerry always kind of realizing that how many more campaigns does he have? And, you know, if he moves on from these picks and say it doesn't work, then you know what? That's Steven's problem. That's not my problem anymore, kind of thing. I wonder about that. I wonder if Jerry knows that, you know, he's got to do something from this fan base perspective. I think he honestly hears from all the reporting that you do and the talks that we have about the number that you just mentioned, the 30 years. I think he honestly hears that from the fan base.
And you could definitely be right about that. I'm sure he does. I mean, I know he reads everything and he listens to you guys. I mean, he definitely hears it. There's no question about that. And to going back to your draft pick point too, even if it isn't the, well, Steven can deal with that. It can also be the, I need impact right now.
Yeah.
We could draft a great, you know, D end at 18 and come back and get a great corner at 22, 24, something like that.
Yeah.
But they might not be great for another 2 or 3 years.
Exactly.
Where I know Max Crosby is great right now.
Right. Right.
John Machado of The Athletic with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How much are you buying, if at all, the Brian Flores reports and the Cowboys being interested in him as the DC?
That one's a little tough for me just because I don't know why he would leave a situation in Minnesota where he's already got his thing in place, unless they were trying to go cheap on him or something along those lines, and that he just wanted to come to Dallas. I just find it hard to believe when something's working that you would walk away from that.
Well,
but
Can I give you a reason?
Yeah, yeah.
J.J. McCarthy or Dak Prescott? Those are his reasons. That's you think about being a defensive coordinator and having like a legitimate offense as opposed to being in an offense where you're not too sure the quarterback's even worth a damn.
Okay, I didn't think you were going to say that one, but I will give you that. I will definitely give you that. That makes a lot of sense. I also say that even with that bad quarterback, the Vikings have exceeded my expectations this year. I think they're very well coached.
They're absolutely well coached. But I was just thinking the quarterback gives up 19 points. He gives up a certain amount of points. His offense scores 19 points a game. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback, he's here scoring 30 points a game. You know, maybe it's a little different that way.
There's that. But the other thing I was thinking of that I thought you were going to mention too is the Dan Quinn effect of when you come in.
Got a head coaching job?
Well, and when you come in for a defense that is in the basement and can only go up,
right,
and you'll be looked at as the savior that fixed the Dallas Cowboys defense,
right,
that certainly would carry more weight around the league than, hey, this is the Vikings guy that's been killing it. Like,
right,
if you fix that defense and flip it around, yeah, you're probably the following year's head coaching cycle at the top of the list.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just I don't know that Jerry would even be willing to spend the requisite money to, like, money whip a big-time coordinator.
He told us he'd write a check for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He told us. We should hold his feet to the fire for that.
We should. We should. I mean, he hasn't really walked that walk, has he?
I think
for me to really believe that, though, guys, you had to bring in Mike Vrabel and Ben Johnson, at least for interviews.
Right.
I just needed interviews. That's all I needed. I just needed interviews. For me to believe that talk, I need some walking, and that would have been at least some interviews. That's all I wanted.
I think Vrabel wanted this job. I think he wanted the head coaching job before they hired Shoddy. I think he was really interested in this. I don't know.
Right, I have no reason to believe this, but this is something I've talked about just over the last few weeks, just because obviously New England's success. You know, people always say, I get asked this a lot, I'm sure you guys do too, is just, it's not going to be any different under Steven. It's going to be what, and I always push back and I'm like, yes, it will.
Yeah.
One, he'll talk all the time, but not as much as Jerry. And when he talks, he won't talk just to stir some stuff up like Jerry will openly do.
Right.
But the Vrabel one keeps coming back to me. Yeah. Where I do think that would have been his guy. They were close on the competition committee.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it would be the guy that if this was Steven's game right now or it was last year going in, everything lines up that I think it Vrabel would have been the hire. And I also think that Steven will I could still see him being GM and owner, but I don't think he'll be as involved on the every like you gotta hire my DC and you gotta do these things like that. There are things that will be different. So anybody that just thinks it's just gonna be carryover, I strongly disagree with that.
John, okay, I'm gonna be reckless here. I've heard that Schottenheimer really didn't like Al Harris. And that's one of the reasons why. And I know that they'll tell you that Al Harris was involved in some of the coddling and things like that. But I heard this, and I haven't heard nobody's texted me yet to say I'm wrong. I've said on a couple different platforms. So am I being really, really reckless here?
I don't think you're being reckless. I will say I have never heard that. But now when you're saying that, are you saying that like to then get bumped to be in D.C. or that he would have stayed in the same role?
I just think he didn't like him to potentially bring him back as a D.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree with you. I haven't heard anything along those lines.
That's reckless on my part, but I'd had a couple of people tell me that because everybody asked me about Al Harris. And I say, man, I'm not hearing that he and the head coach got along and nobody's correcting me on it yet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, when I hear the Al Harris stuff, I always hear that as DC. Yeah. And I didn't think that he was a no-brainer jump to D.C. Maybe he is now. I mean, obviously they're having success in Chicago.
Yeah.
But I just thought that of him as more of like he would be you maybe have him like as with like, up his title or whatever like that. But I don't know if he even wanted to call the defense right away.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know that enough. But I do, obviously, I see his name being brought up with fans a lot because, there's no question. They had success on the defensive backfield when he was here. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
John, how much say do you think Shoddy will get in this next DC hire?
A lot. I think it'll be very...
I agree, John.
I think it'll be... I don't think he'll be able to go the route of, you know... Not to say that Clayton Adams was an unknown, but a lot of his staff hires were ones where you're just like, oh, okay, that's not like a guy that maybe you'd think, whatever. I think that they go for a former NFL head coach type guy, like they did with Dan Quinn. Now, obviously, that's Matt Eberflus too. Don't get me wrong, but it's just like I think that will be the only part where I think Jerry will prefer that when his head coach is also the offensive play caller. I think he's going to want that previous head coaching experience on that side of the defense. And let's just be honest, that just when's the last time it wasn't that?
Yeah.
Monty Kiffin and Rob Ryan. I mean, ever since then, Rob Marinelli had been a head coach. Mike Nolan had been a head coach. Obviously, Dan Quinn. Obviously, Mike Zimmer. Obviously, Matt Eberflus. I don't think they'll go away from that trend, but I do think that Shoddy will have the ultimate say at the end.
All right, John, I'm going to open up some old Detroit wounds then on you.
Oh, goodness.
What about
no.
like...
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, what about Todd Bowles then?
Were you going to say Patricia?
Oh.
No, no, I was.
I knew you were going to already go. I know he's in town right now. For the bowl game. No, I think that I get him being a candidate, Matt Patricia,
right.
Ohio State's DC.
Yeah.
But Brian, let me just say this.
Let me give you Jim Schwartz then. Jim Schwartz.
Would love it.
Okay, that's where I was going. I wasn't going Patricia. I was going Jim Schwartz.
Okay. Yeah. Schwartz, absolutely. Oh, my God. Yeah. No question. Schwartz, Brian Flores. You could interest me in Jonathan Gannon if they go in another direction.
That's another one. That Jonathan Gannon, that's another one. That's another one.
Yeah, no. The Patricia thing for me, just so I'll be honest with you, I'm not saying Ryan Day and the rest of the coaching staff isn't good at Ohio State. I just know what Ohio State's roster is,
yeah,
and it's loaded. And so that's why I just think some things might get a little overblown sometimes.
I wouldn't leave if I was
him.
They're
playing on a different level in Columbus.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't leave. I mean, I'm coaching. No, I ain't. You want me to come here? No, I'm staying here.
Yeah, he's in such a perfect position. Yeah. Why would you punt on that?
Yeah.
Well, John, what about the Tyler Smith stuff at left tackle? Like, what do you think the approach is going to be there?
I think the approach is going to be to try and talk him into doing that. I'll tell you, from being around him the last couple of weeks, he does not seem super interested in that idea because, I mean, let's be honest, it's very similar to the Zach Martin situation. Zach Martin could have been a very good right tackle. Zach Martin is, go ahead and put my name and number in the Ring of Honor, and in Canton, right guard. And I get that. And that's the way, you know, Tyler Smith looks at himself. He's an all-pro left guard where he could be a very good left tackle, but he could be my name and number is in the Ring of Honor and I'm in Canton, Ohio because of what I do at guard. And so it's probably going to take some massaging there. I will say from my perspective, I would love for him to play left tackle because I really am not that interested in another draft where they have to use another first round pick on an offensive lineman. I just think there's too much that has to be addressed on defense. So if that's your stopgap, then I would be all for it. But I think it's going to take some real massaging in the offseason because he doesn't seem super interested in it.
Well, how do you think the Pickens stuff plays out? Do you think they go franchise tag or do you think they try and get a deal?
Oh, I do think they'll try and get a deal. I just think that him having, you know, obviously a career year and then an agent that is going to want to get him paid top dollar among the wide receiver market. And then just knowing the way things went with Micah, and obviously it's the same agent. I think Jerry's going to be real dug in and I think they put the tag on him. They'll talk about negotiating all the way up to camp or whatever. But yeah, I think the tag is probably your most likely bet on what happens with him.
And these guys are hell-bent on playing the starters on Sunday, huh?
They're hell-bent on playing the starters, but I wonder how long. You know, that's my I'm a big look at the Vegas line thing. And man, when I saw that Vegas line only at 5.5, I was like, yeah, I bet you Dak's only playing like a series or two, and then they're going to pull him, and it's going to be a Joe Milton game the rest of the way. I do think they'll start the starters. I just don't think that they're going to play an entire game like we saw in Washington.
I love it. I love it. John, you're the man. Thank you so much for the time, bro. We really appreciate it. Have a great new year.
Same to you guys.
There he goes, John Mashoda of The Athletic, giving you all the Cowboys 411 right there. They're going to try and talk Tyler Smith into playing left tackle. Just totally tick off the strongest, biggest man in that locker room. That's what they're going to do at the left tackle position. Mm. But that's interesting. I mean, maybe not playing these starters for the full slate. He says maybe one series, a few series for Dak there. I mean, I think we could all get behind that because they keep talking like they're desperate to be 8-8-1 and risking the health of guys like Dak Prescott just seems so foolish to me. But if they go with, hey, we'll start him and then get him out of there as quickly as possible, I think we'd all be on board for that. But we have all week to try and uncover what the actual plan is. It is the G-Bag Nation here on a Monday. Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander brings you the G-Bag of the Day and LA Live commercial free in the expressway coming up next here in the Nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com.
Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, let's go commercial-free expressway style here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll get you the G-Bag of the Day with Lucius Alexander coming up here in about 5 minutes, and then we go right into L.A. Live here on a Monday, and I think we'll get Fan After Dark in here a little bit earlier, have some fun with those fellas in the 6 o'clock hour. Congratulations to our very own Zach Wolchuk, the Woolly Bully. It looks like he's going to take home first place.
She's pregnant again. Oh. No.
Yeah, we might be getting some of that news. You know how he gets on vacation, man. He gets a little bit of a sexy streak going. And if he gets baby number three here, wow, that would be an all-time way to welcome in the new year here for Wolchuk, who's just on big-time dad
duty.
That's
on your plan, though, isn't it? And that kind of you guys share that plan.
Well, hopefully.
Like you and the missus like high five and have kids.
That's why he got snipped up.
Used to, yeah. And now I'm wondering if the, remember my T-level situation wasn't ideal?
You think that?
I'm wondering if the vasectomy got me, bro. I used to be a dog back in the day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now I'm coming up here like.
That's a good research project. It'd probably be killed in one Google search, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I like it. I haven't gone into the Googles yet, but just word of mouth. You know, I'm talking to some buddies and I'm like, you know, you should probably get the old snipperooski. I'm out here selling the idea. They're like, well, I hear about the T-level stuff, and I'm like, oh, light bulb.
Oh, maybe they said it too, huh? Me.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm wondering if, see, I should have got him checked pre-vasectomy to kind of see where I was so then I could really know what type of difference it's made. But just something to ponder here for folks thinking about the vasectomy. It might have a T-level backfire that I was not really aware of. Didn't do much research, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't know that I would undo it. Just because, I mean, let's be real. Low T levels or a fourth kid, I'll take the low T.
Yeah.
We can remedy that.
Yeah.
Not much you can do when you have that fourth one. But yeah, Wolchuk, man.
And them high T levels will definitely have you trying again.
Right. See, yeah. Exactly. So it's like you got to pick your poison here.
I'll tell you, like, these, I'm fascinated being, as you know, being my age. Like, they say that circulation, just overall body circulation is important.
Uh-huh.
These circulation pills that I'm taking just for my circulation, not for anything else.
Not for performance.
They help out, though?
It does.
Ah! Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how the pills were found in the first place. They were like heart medicine, and the guy came in and was like, Doc, you know, my heart's still funny, but down here.
Yeah.
I'm savage.
I'm rocking I'm
just
over
telling, here. Well, you're just pitching tents in a way that you have.
You know, it's one of those things where I'm kind of like, you know, you're when – Earlier, like I'm like, geez, I feel kind of sluggish and all that.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot of research on, well, man, your overall body circulation and how you get blood certain spots and stuff like that. It seems to be like helping that without having, you know, like, oh, well, I didn't go in looking for that help.
Yeah, just a beautiful damage.
I just want to be able to have blood circulate through my heart and not be, you know, get stopped. So, yeah.
Get off more than you can chew with that one.
I guess.
Good for you, man. Well, now I know where you're carrying around the tea bags all the time.
No. Well, no, it's just, but, you know, you there's things you don't think about. Like you think about, the circulation and stuff like that in your body just naturally, you know, I'm thinking, well, I don't want my arteries and stuff to be all messed up and stuff. So I've done a ton of research on it. And there's certain pills and stuff. Cayenne pepper.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Cayenne pepper is one that
good
just
for everything.
Is good for everything. But like it helps with, but it, you know, in other, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, it helps the circulation, but in other areas it helps, too.
I used to take nitrous oxide for that right there.
That right there is the next big thing that they say.
Yeah, I take that for that reason right there. It's like a little sneaky thing.
It's a sneaky trick, yeah.
Performance?
Yeah, I've seen it before. I've seen it, and I'm like, I don't know if I need to go that route. But it's something that comes up. It's something that comes up when you start to talk about overall circulation of your body. Like, there's
I'm taking notes over here.
There's different things. There's different types of, like, plant-based stuff and fruit stuff and vegetable stuff that you can eat.
Macaroon.
That helps naturally. And I figured you would be all over this with a wife that's kind of a naturalist.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I might have a T-level issue. So now that it's brought to my attention, yeah. I might have to do a grocery run and just
there's certain foods that you can eat that will all of a sudden you're like thinking, wow, I feel a lot better, you know, that kind of thing.
I mean, you got the 907, 21 years with vasectomy, zero T-level issues. 3-2-1. Sorry, Eric, but the SNP doesn't affect T levels. That's just you, man.
Damn. Man, people are like telling you the real story, I think.
Okay, now Wee Wee James got it done.
He knows.
And his T levels did go down big time.
He talks about it so much they named him after it.
So I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. But it's time to go into the Pimp Cup. G bag of the day.
Here we go. Shout out to the fake Galloway on Twitter. I see you, man. Shout out to you, bro. Yeah. Shout out to you. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. How you doing this holiday week? My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander, not because I'm from L.A., just my initials. You can hit me up on social media at Lucky Lucius P if there's anything you think I should be playing this week. Okay, or you can find us on Twitter, G-Bag Nation. All of our handles are in that bio. By the way, Tolo's letting you know right now, there will be a lot of randos as nominees this week as I empty out the folder for things that I've been skipping by. You know,
oh, okay, yeah.
So you might hear
end
some,
of the year cleanup?
Yeah, that type of vibe, man. I don't want to take anything over to the new year. I got to get this stuff out the folder. All right, our winner and champ so far right here. The man is having himself a good old time. Too drunk to order through the drive-thru. He was in the passenger seat, so don't worry about it. He was in the passenger seat, but, yeah, they opted
in the back seat.
Yeah, in the back seat. I hope this is not like an Uber driver that had to pull up, because I bet he was just wore out. These drunk folks all in his car. All right, here we go.
We... hash browns and what'd you say you want to drink?
Just two hash browns.
I want a Sprite.
So what you want? You want a Sprite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So one of them, one of the heels with a hash brown.
The heels?
Yeah.
Bacon. I'm sorry. We're spanking.
Spanking, bro.
Please, ain't nobody better equipped to take this order.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think they picked this man up.
With the weirder. He was buying dinner.
He was buying dinner. He was like, they were coming out of the club, and he was like, let's go. I'm hungry. So he thought he'd be like, handle the order, and he can't handle it.
What if he was working at drive-through window, and that car pulls up, and it's just him.
There's no chance.
It's just you.
No chance.
All right, here we go. Mr. Booger McFarland.
Yes.
Mr. Booger McFarland.
Talking LSU.
On TV, talking like it's just you and me. Oh, that's LSU?
He's an LSU guy.
It makes sense now. You got to have some decorum. Family's watching and everything, Booger.
No, man, we're not watching.
ESPN broadcaster Booger McFarland calling the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which I like how they sacrificed their mascots and everything out there.
Love me some Pop-Tarts.
The flags even had like the penalty flags.
Yeah.
They had Pop-Tart and symbols and stuff on it, whatever. All right, anyway, he was asked about his favorite bowl memory as a player.
Yellow Jacket, marching band right now on the field. Booger, your favorite memory playing in a bowl game?
Yeah, but my first experience in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, first time getting per diem, $987, went to one nice establishment, and I gave it all away. They had some good wings, though.
Lemon pepper wings. Yeah, that's...
Yes, me and Lou Williams have something in common.
Yes, Lou's a big fan of lemon pepper wings.
Can anybody guess that establishment there in Atlanta?
Magic City.
That's right, Magic City. 100% shout out to Magic. It's a great documentary on Stars about Magic and his city. But they do have good wings out there.
They do.
They do have great food. We have some spots here in DFW that have some great food. The Lodge?
Yeah, Lucius, if you had to go around and like and do like a...
You should do like a food review deal.
Strip clubs.
You would crush on that, bro.
Okay, let me ask you, Lucius.
It's for work, honey!
They always...
Yeah, it's sugar. Content!
I'm grinding out here, yeah. Baby.
You want new floors, right?
They always talk about the prime rib dinner. Like, you know, the
Lodge is great, bro. They got some good food over there.
See, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if, like, is it bar food or is it,
like... No, it's great. You got steak, bacon-wrapped scallops and stuff as you're eating. Right. It's great.
All right.
La Zona Rosa, they're not there anymore, but they used to have really good food. The Cantina, whatever. Yeah. When to open up after hours, those nachos. Ah, chef's kiss, man.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got here?
God, I love me some nachos.
Yeah, how about Booger, though? Great. Just, like... No F's.
No, I don't care.
Just out here, college football broadcast.
That's what
McAfee. This is my per diem, and I'm going to give it to them.
McAfee. That's what McAfee's doing for that. They don't care anymore. They just say what they want.
Let's go. Let's go into 2026 just like that.
Yeah. He'll be doing the field pass thing again for a lot of these college football playoff games. He'll be at the Cotton Bowl here at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
I like that last year. Watch it. Yeah, I did. I did like that. I got maybe about two Tolos that hit me in the DMs and said this from last week needs to be in G-Bag of the Day this week. Zach Wolchuk going to break.
Yeah.
They're awesome. All right, let's do a little finest. The best Christmas Day performances of all time and the holiday day game that got Jesus. The Holiday Day Game Guide. Gosh, that was a mouthful. That's next.
Yeah, that's next.
I feel
holiday
bad.
Gay game.
I feel bad, Lucius. I feel like I've rubbed off on these guys. There's a lot of quitting going on. Yeah. But, you know me, I just kind of like quit.
Yeah.
If you can't help me with the answer, I just quit. Yeah, I feel like I've done that to Wolchuk. I made him a quitter.
Speaking of last week, I wanted to play this for you. Out of context, Mark Schlereth.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, for some reason, it didn't click over. But I did save it right and everything. It just, I don't know. I was all discombobulated on Friday. But this is a statement about Jerry Jones. Sounds funny out of context, especially when they're talking about the 90s Cowboys.
Yeah. Jerry had stepped away from, you know, the NFL, like, hey, we all do coke.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Got to step away for a while. I got to dry out. That wasn't one. I just get that out the way, too.
That's a good one, though, Lucius.
It's good to see that. Yeah, we'll have Mark Schlereth on tomorrow at 4:40.
Coke it up.
You know, the NFL, like, hey, we all do coke.
Hey. Got a man right here that fell asleep in the doctor's office in the waiting room.
Oh.
The video looks like they're in Irving. I'm not sure. Maybe all doctor's office kind of look alike, but it looked like the emergency room over there in Irving.
They make you wait.
Yeah, they make you wait. My man, he fell asleep. Maybe his medication makes him drowsy or something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Hey, sir. Sir.
Oh, God.
Good sleep, boy.
Sir. Hello, sir?
In the pocket.
Sir?
He keeps going.
You gotta poke him with like a stick. Wake up!
Don't they say don't wake people up like that though? Do they? I mean,
with a stick?
Bump them. If you bump them, how do you get somebody up that snores? There's like specifically there's a way to do this without like shocking them or something like that.
Good luck. I've never heard.
I think
my dude hadn't had that good of sleep in forever.
Yeah, my man was out in them little old hard chairs.
Yeah, but I think there's a way that you're not supposed to wake somebody up like that. There's like you're not supposed to
get out, fool.
Yeah, shake exactly. Him. Yeah, I think
splash a little water on him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Last one right here. Yesterday was your church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. I played this before maybe like 2 years ago. The lead singer was struggling for his life trying to get these holiday tunes out for the church. I believe it was the Christmas Eve celebration that they have at churches.
Yeah.
Background singers are the G-bag of the days for like acting like this is not happening.
All is calm, all is bright, round your burden.
Oh, jeez.
Mother and child. Oh, holy is.
You got a gargle.
So tender and sleep.
Oh my gosh.
Did he win the auction to be able to sing?
He should have done the broadest give up and just said, hey, tonight's not my night.
Man.
I want everybody to have a Merry Christmas.
You can't.
Let the background singers just take over.
You can't do that. You can't sing like that, can you?
That
you
is can't. Tough.
You got to make a joyful noise.
You can't.
It doesn't have to be great. Just make sure it's joyful.
How about somebody stand up? Yeah. Oh. No.
Oh, man. That is tough, dude. Hey, a lot of people are saying DG's place is closing
up. Yeah, man,
up.
I've seen that, bro. I don't know what's going on. I got so many photos of myself and DG's throughout the years.
What is DG?
Dallas Gentleman's.
Oh, okay.
On Northwest Highway.
Yeah, I drive by it going to the state, studio every day.
Closing up shop.
Yeah. What are we doing?
A lot of sadness here on the text.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Is it your one-time champ, the hammered individual at the drive-thru? Is it Booger McFarland reminiscing on the good old days when the tea levels were nice and strong? Is it Walchuk's holiday mouthful teas?
Oh,
stink in the cocaine. We have the sleep apnea at the doctor's office or the church day.
Got a CPAP
singer.
Machine with him?
Yeah. Or is it that right there, the lead singer's holy disaster on Christmas Eve? Wow, that's tough.
Mm.
I think I'm going to go with Walchuk, though, man. I mean, he's the fantasy football champion, so we gotta knock him down a little bit. We gotta humble him a little bit. I'm going with Walchuk. Lucius?
Shoot, man. Yeah, drive-through.
Okay. One for the champ. We're tied at one here, Broadus.
Yeah, I was going to vote for the drive-through myself.
There it is.
I want to see Walchuk. Kaboom.
Now you're two-time champ.
Walchuck was going to get you, bro.
Hammered at the drive-through. When are we going to get the knowledge bomb? Everybody's asking about the knowledge bomb. Yeah. When are we going to get the newie?
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'm sure you're sending emails.
Got some
left
pretty
and right.
Bad news about that. Yeah, so we got to figure out something.
We're closing up like DGs?
Man. Forcibly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they put the locks on the door on me. I'm shaking.
It. They did it with some attitude.
They don't want you to use them anymore?
No, we just couldn't get it off the machine that it's on.
Come on,
somehow
man.
Somehow it got corrupted in
Come
the
on,
move.
Man. Come on, man.
Oh, we got a corruption in
somehow
the
Somehow it got corrupted.
I'm still hacked. I'm having to go overseas to see if I can get my hackness undone here, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, the Twitter's still struggling.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, back into the Pimp Cup, LA Live.
All right, it's a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
When I met him, I couldn't believe it. Floyd was like, hey, what's up, man? This my fiance. This my girl. They was both standing right there. That's what paper do, boy. You got that paper, people fall in line.
Yeah, that's a fact, Jack. This is LA Live for Monday, December 29th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks.
We're busting now. Everybody come along. We're going to dance on the funk and make love on the song.
To the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. Monday Friday is just where I go over some things I seen or did over the weekend, but this weekend I did absolutely nothing. I did nothing. I got a lot going on. I hope you guys are having a great holiday season, though. I really do. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. It was a great Saturday morning of boxing in Saudi Arabia.
There you go.
A great Saturday morning. And I just so happened to roll over and catch it. I rolled over about 4 o'clock-ish in the morning and caught it because I fell asleep early that night. So I just so happened to wake up and rolled over. Shout out to the Firestick boys. I was able to get it last minute. Shout out to the Firestick boys in the building.
Clutch.
Big time clutch.
Come on, man. I love it. The theme of the night was Night of the Samurai.
Ooh.
Night of the Samurai. Riyadh season in Saudi Arabia. How do you feel about Saudi Arabia taking all the sports and comedy and everything? And people have hot opinions about that.
No, I mean, I've got like personal friendships.
You about to get hooked up.
I've been over there once and I'm about to go over again.
That's what I'm talking about, Mr. B. Yeah. As you should, sir. Yeah. The Japanese boxing champion, pound for pound.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, number two fighter in the nation. Not the nation, the world. Well, I'm all over the place still. Hold on. I might have to bring this back. Hold on. I'm going to bring this back.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
I'm going to bring this back. We need to start all over again.
All right, you squares.
I'm just playing.
Back into the Pimp Cup.
I'm just playing. Yeah, the Japanese boxing champion and pound for pound number two in the world, the Monster Inoue, defeated David Picasso in a 12-round unanimous decision.
It was picture perfect.
It was nice. Yeah, he did a great job out there. The Monster's really good at what he does. But he fights a lot.
Yeah.
This is like his fourth fight this year.
I'm so sad.
What happened?
As you said, it's David Picasso.
Yeah. I heard you draw. He draws up.
It's picture perfect.
Picture perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a good Picasso joke.
I can't even get any acknowledgement here. I say like stupid things. You guys look at me like I'm a dumbass.
I should have laughed audibly to give you that.
I'm sorry. We should have slapped our knees. Just give it a ha-ha.
Nah, it was good, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
But yeah, the Monster, he fights like four times a year, so he looked kind of tired to me in that one, or maybe bored. Maybe he's looking at his next fight.
Monster.
Yeah, the Monster. Anyway, little small guys.
Yeah.
But they fight like a mofo, man. Yep. Super bantamweight guys. Really small. But shout out to David Picasso, you said. The man is painting great pictures out there.
Picture perfect.
You can tell the moment was real, real big for him. Mm-hmm. Like, super huge for him. He stepped up in class, in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, fighting this type of fighter. Took him a while to calm down. By that time, Inoue had already scored all his points and beat him up.
Oh, wow.
But he looked good. I'll watch another David Picasso fight again. You know, the Mexican fighters, man, they never give up, bro.
Never.
So that man was never giving up. He was a little too tight early. He had to loosen up and fight his fight. The Monster Inoue will be fighting Nakataki next year. And Nakataki was on the undercard, so that's why I think Inoue he was looking past his opponent in the ring and focused on the next fight in the
set. So these Japanese fighters are making a name for themselves, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm learning them. They're fun to watch. Now, here's a fight that should happen next year. Please stop playing with us. Stop playing. Get this money. Grand Prairie's very own Virgil Ortiz versus Philly's own Jerron Boots Ennis. That's the biggest fight in boxing to be made right now. Other than like Canelo and Benavidez, but we probably never see that right there. Yeah. That's the biggest fight right there, y'all. Virgil Ortiz versus Jerron Boots Ennis. Terms were verbally agreed upon, but we know how that is.
Yeah.
You need to sign this thing in paper because we can always change around and change our opinions. This fight is supposed to go down at AT&T Stadium here in the DFW, which I would love because I can be there. I would like to be on Cinco de Mayo, so please, guys, get it together.
That would be wild.
Get it together. Negotiations hit a snag over weight right now and something called promoter disagreements, quote unquote. That's politics.
Politics.
That's all politics. That is.
Yeah.
A lot of politics.
My guy's A side. No, my guy's B side. And they're playing games like that to get more money and stakes. Stop playing. Make this fight. This is a super fight right here. Virgil Ortiz out of GP and Jerron Boots Ennis. That's Dallas versus Philly, just like Spence and Garcia. We need to make that happen, y'all. Quit playing games.
Did you go back to Vegas for that one, Lucius?
I mean, I would if they send me.
Yeah.
I sure 100% will.
They like you in Vegas on these trips.
I like, and Virgil Ortiz is right here.
Yeah.
That's Grand Prairie's very own, baby.
You need to be there.
Keeping with boxing, Anthony Joshua, I know you guys seen that news
earlier this morning
when it broke.
I thought that was a ball sacking situation, right?
I was hoping it was.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Anthony Joshua. We just seen Anthony Joshua dominate the Paul out here. Jake Paul. He was injured in a car crash in Nigeria that claimed the lives of two people.
Yeah.
Two people, man, an early demise. Joshua himself suffered minor injuries as a passenger. Did you see the video of him getting out the car?
Yeah. It looked very difficult for a large man to be carried out of a car
He looked like he was in hella pain and shock and everything like that. So. Yeah. You know, he could be fine right now, but, you know, those things happen. It'd be 2 weeks, and you'd be like, oh, there's a vertebrae. Something's going weird back there.
Don't want to fight anymore.
Man, that really does suck.
That really sucks, man. This man is celebrating a win right now. He's out there in Nigeria where he's from, you know?
Yeah.
They said, what, it was like a tire just exploded? That's what I read.
The reports I got right here, I mean, that could be it because, you know, it always trickles in slowly, and the first ones usually be wrong. The Lexus he was in collided with a stationary truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, stationary, like in place? So yeah. These people were in place.
Like they were driving.
They weren't moving.
What I read was the tire exploded, and then the drivers lose the control of the car, and they run. They slam into another car.
Yeah.
Tires. So Nigeria has like notorious bad roads. Notorious. I wonder if they had anything to do with it. Like notoriously bad roads.
When a tire pops like that, yeah. you would think there was probably some bad pavement.
That's sad, man.
Really sad one, and his trainer, like his
yes, bro. Cena, his strength and conditioning coach, and a guy named Letts. RIP to you, sir. He's a personal trainer. Videos of those guys that they posted themselves are now circulating on the internet just like moments before.
Oh,
them and like landing on the airplane and enjoying themselves, smiling because you know they just got off a win.
Yeah,
they're celebrating. It's really sad, man. Life is really, really precious. You got to be careful out here. That's why I try to give you a weekend warning every Friday because it can happen. And I try to tell my son this, being a boy dad,
yeah.
These guys are crazy.
No, you're not, boys are crazy, bro.
You're not wrong.
It's
scary.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
It's scary. Like, you're not going to make it, bro. Slow down.
I'm dreading those days when the kids are old enough to be out doing their thing, and you're just like, oh, gosh.
It's scary.
I'll tell you, I'm watching my son drive that Smokey the Cannon across halfway across the country to Orlando for this bowl game. I mean, I'm literally like—
tracking his phone or whatever.
I'm tracking him. I'm tracking as he's going. I'm just— Please, Lord, let him get to Orlando.
Yeah, how your parents do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nerve-wracking, brother. Yep. And they just do wild stuff, and you can't tell them no sometimes.
You can't tell them no.
Like, what was that? Christmas Day, that night, my son wanted to go hunting with his friend. Now, they just randomly decided, let's go hunting.
Yeah.
They didn't pack anything up earlier. You know, it was just a random thing. You know, you just do it. Hey, you want to go hunting? Me too. Yeah. Let's do it, man. We have nothing else to do. It's like, you're forcing it, kid. You're forcing it. Slow down, man. It'll be there. You got to plan it out. That's how things happen. Oh, boy.
Did he bring you home some meat or what?
He said he was going hog hunting. I have yet to see a hog, so I'm waiting.
They didn't do this. It was just a knife, did it? Jumping out of a tree or something.
As crazy as they are, I would think so.
There's people that do that.
Crazy.
They hide up there and they jump down and they stab them. Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy, bro. Yeah. And those things are so disgusting. I can't even imagine wanting to get so close and like touching it and stuff.
Yeah, they are scary looking. The little tusk.
Yeah.
The little hair on them.
Hair,
oh, my gosh. Ugh. 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Hey. Another thing I've seen on the timeline, which is awful, considering all this Rob Reiner stuff that dropped. Shout out to Meathead. RIP to you. There was a lot of family crash outs over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got a drunk Florida man schmurdered. Mm. Schmurdered his wife and shoots his teenage stepdaughter.
Yeah.
In the face.
Oh, the football one?
Yeah. After his wife suggested he turn off the San Francisco 49ers game.
Yeah.
He crashed on out, bro.
Crazy, bro.
Crashed out. Must be a lot of tension in the air right now.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, gotta be. This with families.
He's watching his team. They're up in the game. She's like, let's turn it off. And then he goes berserko mode. So she's like, she sends the young son across the street to like go call 911.
Yes.
And he's like walking across the street. He hears the gunshots. I guess the daughter is okay, even though she
shot in the face.
Shot in the face. She's living. But yeah, bro, that is nuts.
Yes, that is absolutely scary, man. It changed the lives of all those people just like that. Blink of an eye. Mother in Miami, speaking of Florida. Hey, there's a show on HBO about Florida.
Oh,
it's Florida, man. I think that's the name of it. It's Florida, man.
Oh, jeez.
It's funny.
They could have a million seasons of that.
Yeah.
A lot of stories never stop, bro.
Yeah, a mother in Miami shot her son in the thigh after he was being disrespectful during her Christmas dinner at Red Rooster.
Yeah.
He was being disrespectful. Went outside and shot him.
Got shot at the Red Cock.
Yeah. Is the Red Robin the one that has the really good fries?
Red Robin.
Yeah, well, they have like the bottomless ones.
Yeah, so okay.
I can't remember exactly how good they actually are, but they are bottomless.
Okay.
So I got respect for it.
And then you seen the former McKinney City manager. You seen that?
No, what'd he do?
Oh, my gosh.
What'd he do? He crashed out bad?
No, he didn't. His son did.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, former McKinney City manager Leonard Reagan. They go by Frank.
Frank Reagan.
Him and his wife were found schmurdered.
Oh, jeez.
Inside of McKinney home.
Yeah,
Sunday morning. They're saying the son did it. This is like the Rob Reiner stuff, man. Just all over my timeline.
Repeating offenders.
We got to calm down, bro. We just got to calm down.
Copycats, right? Is that what they call it? Copycats?
It was a great movie.
I never seen it.
And then we had a heist. We had a heist over the weekend.
We?
Yeah. A $400,000 shipment of lobster was stolen as it headed to Costco stores. That's a whole lot of lobster.
All right, I did it.
Who took the lobsters?
I'm sorry. I wanted some bisque.
Jeez. Yeah, somebody about to take a gang of butter right now.
Yeah.
Wherever the gang of butter is missing, that's where you can follow that. Follow that right there.
In other news, a butter truck was pulled.
Exactly. The CEO of the Rexing Company said he believes the driver was impersonating a legitimate carrier. It stole the seafood.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's on camera. I would like to see what she looks like.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it was a lady. Have you seen the movie Set It Off?
No.
I picture a gang of ladies heisting that thing right there.
Yeah.
It's crabs, man, and lobsters. They love that.
I bought me a 10-pound box of snow crab clusters yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We're off on New Year's Day.
Crack them legs.
I'm thinking to do some steaming going on.
I like that move.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was stealing a bunch of briskets, too. I think I seen
that on Friday.
Yeah.
Stealing briskets?
Stealing a bunch of briskets. Yeah, he stole like $2,000 worth of briskets.
He had a whole lot of, but what do you think he's doing? You think he's like preparing for a party, or is he supplying the underground?
He's underground it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
food
just,
trucks and barbecue spots.
Yeah.
Buying it off the truck. Yeah,
you got to
get that right
move,
there.
You got to move it quick.
Yeah,
you got to get rid of that.
You got to move it quick.
But the beef prices, man, too high to be stealing that right now.
I mean,
there's a butcher now that's probably having to double up on his prices just to.
Well, that's why Jack in the Box might be going out of business because
of the beef prices. Yeah. Son of a gun.
They're not really going out of business, are they?
They're not going out of business, but they are. They're closing some down.
I hope none by me.
I know, man. You got to get them tacos.
Yeah.
AB.
And them egg rolls, man.
Them egg rolls
are so crunchy,
bro. Mardi Gras
would not be happy.
They're no joke. Those egg rolls are
so crunchy.
They're so good.
I got one for the funny laugh category that I can add it to our little laugh folder here.
Oh, nice.
Content creator and entrepreneur named Queens Flip out of New York.
Queens Flip.
He had a friend visiting from Atlanta, and she packed nothing but, like, Atlanta clothes. And they're up there in New York.
Yeah.
And it's cold as hell in New York.
She's wearing T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah. So she had to run over to the Target and grab some stuff, and they didn't have anything available, so he made fun of her. And that's really not the content. It's his laugh.
Yeah, this girl is a bum. Yo, let me tell y'all, she had my crib for the weekend. Look. She left all her, so all the clothes she got is fly Atlanta shit. This girl went to Target and got this bullshit.
That's how Goofy falls when he, he sounds when he falls. When he falls off a hill, that's how Goofy sounds.
Scream laugh, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to add that in there. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Wednesday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. They're going to tear up my living room tomorrow, so I got to be there for this.
Uh-oh. Oh, snap. Who we got?
The whoever the people hired to do it.
Oh, no. I'm saying who's taking your place?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it Jake? Okay. We can take a little new guy, Jake.
Yeah, don't let me get the line. But yeah, it's going to happen to me, so I won't be here tomorrow.
Well,
I'll be
fun,
here
man.
Wednesdays. Yeah, have fun. Yeah.
You got to get the Rich Carlton hookup, brothers.
Yeah, we need to do the Rich Carlton. Lance, if you're listening right now, give me a call. Lucius needs a cabana out there in the 18th.
I sure do. All right, I'm going.
All right, there it is. LA Live here on a Monday. 1 hour to go in the G-Bag Nation. Fan After Dark will be making an appearance a little bit early. Got some fun in store for them and a sports hodgepodge for you next year in the nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.